AMI, Vance Rogers here with Dr. David Jones, as I call him, or Dr. Jones, to play on the Indiana Jones verbiage. But David is not a doctor. David, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, prior to NECAN, I was working as a personal trainer. I started in as a health and fitness and wellness professional, actually, on May 1st of 1988. I played football in college and multiple sports when I was younger, and I knew I wasn't going to the NFL because I wasn't good enough. So I got involved doing exercise to drop some of the weight that I carried when I played football. And believe it or not, back in the 80s, I started by doing I tried an aerobics class. And the humor in that is back in the 80s, like zero men did aerobics. It was pretty much like Jane Fonda and leotards and leg warmers and stuff like that. And Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical, all that kind of stuff. Zero men did it, but I went in the class, and being 6'3" and an offensive lineman, former offensive lineman, college football player, let's just say the arms and the legs were not in sync with each other. I looked like a whale out of water. But for whatever reason, I had fun and I enjoyed it, so I kept doing it and kind of got hooked on it. And I became an aerobics instructor, and that started May 1st of 1988. I did that for 8 years and then transitioned into personal training, which I did for the next like 15 or so years. I still do some off and on training, but not on a real regular basis. But it was during the personal training years that I was introduced to NECAN. A fellow trainer that I worked with, his dad introduced him to NECAN, and that trainer knew how much I love learning about the human body, and he thought I would get excited about NECAN and what it's all about and how it impacts the body, so he shared it with me. And the more I learned about NECAN, the more excited I got. That was because as a personal trainer, I really enjoyed it and I was very good at it. But when clients are coming to me for twice a week for an hour, or some would come three times a week for an hour, I'm really only impacting their health and well-being for those 2 or 3 hours out of a week that has 168 hours. So obviously what those people are doing, what my clients were doing the other 165 or 166 hours, were very critical. Obviously, that's a much bigger number than the 2 or 3 that I was able to impact. And I saw that NECAN gave me an opportunity to impact literally every minute of a person's 168 hours in their week, whether they're eating, drinking, sleeping, sitting, walking, you know, breathing. NECAN can make a positive impact in everything a person does 24/7. So I got excited about that, and that's how I got started with it. I started sharing it with people, and really everything about what I love about NECAN is how it's the only company in the world that's addressing every one of the elements of nature that our cells have to have. If our cells aren't getting air, water, food, sleep, and natural energy of the earth and the sun, they break down and die. And I love that, you know, that as you said, Vance, NECAN is a research and development company. For those of you on the call that maybe if you're new or haven't been with NECAN a long time, they started in Japan under the name Nihon Kenko Zaoshin Kenkyu Kai, which translated means Japan Health Research Institute. So and I love that they do the extensive research on the human body that other companies simply won't do, because NECAN's the only company in the world that's addressing all of the elements of nature, not just one or two.
Use the analogy, and then I want to segue right into something you just said.
To make that point to people, I use the analogy, if you're going to hire somebody, a builder, to build your dream home, to custom build your home, you're not going to hire a builder that only does bathrooms or kitchens. They may do an amazing bathroom or an amazing kitchen, but they're not going to build your dream home, because they only address one component of what makes up a home. Where NECAN covers all of the components that our body need to be as healthy as possible.
And they've been doing it now for 45 years. That's the key. That's the point. As you mentioned, their original name, which most of us can't pronounce, so they had to shorten it, hyphenate it, Niken. Ni, short for, you know, Japan. Ken, short for Kinko, which in Japanese means health or wellness. And, you know, you also mentioned, as we commonly refer to Niken as a Japanese research and development company that most rest of the world has never heard of. I spent last Saturday at an all-day board meeting at an institute that I graduated from that most people have never heard of, even in the world of academia. And it's we had to go back as a group, a collective group, as the board members, saying, okay, wait a second. If we want to go further in the future, we got to look back to history. What went into this? Why was it started? So I did a quick search this morning, and this is fascinating because I have several dear friends, and I won't name names, Karen, who often remind me that Hippocrates, one of the first people, one of the oldest doctors. Now, Bible, you would have to refer to Dr. Luke, who's the book of Luke is written by him. But when you look at the world spectrum, one of the original Greek doctors was, you know, Hippocrates. And he gets credit for being one of the first people to study food and to be able to treat people. But what's fascinating is I did a quick search, and again, this could be way out on left field, but it says, and this was done research by a gal in 2013, the quote cannot be found anywhere in his original writings. You know, the quote, let medicine be your food, or let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. They can't find it in any of his original writings. It came about from 1926 onwards and then got really popular in the 70s. And it goes on to say the original, what they did find in his writings, and again, this is going way, way, way back to ancient Greece, is that his original statement could be translated directly, I will use treatment to help the sick according to my ability and judgment, but never with a view to injury and wrongdoing. And then he goes on to say, and here's where it really got good, I will apply dietetic and lifestyle measures to help the sick to the best of my ability and judgment. I will protect them from harm and injustice. And David, when I read that, I thought, this is what you did for 30 years. It's what so many of us do, kind of on an amateur basis, not as professionals, but we want to help people, but we're gathering information. We don't have letters behind our name. We don't have a title behind our name. Those in that industry that study this for years, every doctor that I've ever met will admit they're only required to take a 4-hour nutrition class to get their medical degree. That's it. And yet you and I know people, many, many, many people that have studied this, that continue to study it. And they not only study it, but then they utilize it in their own lives. And some of the greatest discoverers of all time are people that have done that. We see that time and time again, those who research to discover something that can turn the course of tide. David, before you get into, as you started to share before we started the official conversation, you already started sharing some of the results you're having with the fourth generation Ken's and Vital Balance. And yes, this may seem like a commercial for Niken, but I'll tell you, after a week of travel, if there's one regret I have about this trip, it was the most amazing 8 days with my bride of 25 years. The most amazing. And constantly, not meeting people, but we reconnected with a lot of people from our world from 30 years ago that were part of our wedding, that were part of our life. And from the concept of nutrition and physical fitness, they were all over the spectrum. Some who have almost died of cancer, some who are dealing with some serious issues, I mean, life-altering issues. But when I read that original translation of Hippocrates, it really grabbed my attention because I kept thinking, to protect people from harm and injustice, we could really use a doctor like that today to teach us how to
Amen.
Get our yeah. I mean, because a hazmat suit and a face shield and a mask and rubber gloves. Okay, well, when you take all that stuff off, as a first responder, I understand you wear PPE, but wouldn't it be better, wouldn't it be smarter to start from the inside out? Because that's how you maintain an engine in a car. You don't wash it every week to make it run better. You got to put fuel in it. You got to change the oil every once in a while. It's simple, but we miss it so often. And a week without TENS and Vital Balance, for me, that was the only negative of the trip. And we don't do negative, so I wasn't going to focus on that. So I was clamoring, I mean, all the time. Both Stacy and I were every motel, every hotel we stayed in, we're supposed to offer breakfast. Well, because of our current situation in the world, they didn't. And when I kept asking, they said, we're sorry. And I went, wow, I was kind of planning on that. I didn't bring. See, I wasn't as smart as you were, being one of my ideal great roommates a year and a half ago. You brought your TENS and Vital Balance with you. But I didn't. We had room. I could have. So let's, if we can, David, I want to actually, why don't you share? Because I could get so excited sharing my results, my journey of taking more than one third of my body weight that I weigh now and giving it away, just getting rid of it. I learned early on, if I don't want this, and the two statistics that scared me, and these are facts, folks, these are not Vance's, okay? This is not made up stuff. Every pound we carry is equivalent to 4 pounds of pressure on our joints and our bones. And that's not good pressure. I had almost 200 pounds of pressure on my ankles, my knees, my hips, my back. And that pressure just pounding all the time. Nearly 200 pounds of pressure. If you take the 47 pounds that I got rid of, that I'm not carrying today, every pound we also carry extra is equivalent to 7 miles of veins and arteries that
and
are
yet,
hard.
Vance, when I learned that, Vance, that blew me away. I mean, when I was those years prior to NECAN that I was working as a health and fitness and wellness professional, I had learned some really cool things and amazing things about the body. But I started learning things about the body and NECAN that just blew me away. And I mean, NECAN has made me so much smarter about the body. And when I heard that one, that for every 1 pound of fat a person gains, their heart has to move blood through an extra 7 miles, not 7 yards or 7 football fields, 7 miles of blood vessels. That blew me away. And because, you know, in the fall, you know, with Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's a lot of food involved in that holiday time, and people may come out of the holiday season as they make their New Year's resolutions. They may say, well, I did okay. I only gained 5 pounds of fat or 5 pounds during that whole holiday season, which may not sound like a lot, but in context of that 7 miles, that's 35 miles of extra of arteries and blood vessels your heart has to move blood through, an extra 35 miles. That's just it's stunning.
Well, and the stunning thing for me, David, is that deep in the heart of Texas, I just okay, we flew into Dallas. That's the best I can do on such short notice, folks. Too sorry. The Lone Star State boasts it's bigger and better in Texas. Unfortunately. Houston, Texas, a population of 4 million, they got a lot of things they can boast of. And I don't know what per capita restaurants they have and what that percentage it is. But it doesn't take long. And I'm not attacking anybody because I once was there. Um, Watching my mother-in-law die a very slow, painful death due to heart disease, the damage was already done, and cancer, and watching her fight. It propelled me to really do something different for my own life, for our family. And when people are open, if people are open, then we can help. If they're not, then we can't. And we get very, very frustrated. So, but it has to start with a conversation. If someone is open, my father taught me that. Don't ask the question, are you interested? But a better question would be, are you open? Because my heart goes out. And Niken has given us this amazing solution. I look at it as cheating because it's so simple. If we'll start our day with easily digestible protein, something like the Kenzen Vital Balance, 20 grams of protein, 200% sweeter than sugar is what they chose to sweeten it with, the monk fruit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it tastes great, right?
Oh, I don't need to add anything. It tastes fantastic. And as Gary Lindner mentioned in the launch of this, he said that according to U.S. patent, I mean, even though they kept the same name, they changed so much about it that it really is a brand new product, because Gary shared that in the launch of the new KBB that according to U.S. patent law, if you change more than 25% of a product, you're required to file for a whole new patent. And Niken obviously changed a lot more than 25% of that product, because before we had a couple of the ingredients that were certified organic, but now every single one of them is. And it's awesome. It's awesome. Like I was saying, when Rita and I started talking before the call got going, I was using the previous KBB shakes, and they were good. They were wonderful, because I know that Niken will not put their name on something unless their research shows that it's not just good, but it's the best. But this KBB shake, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", and Vance, you and I roomed together at the Utah event last year, and the year and a half or so since then has been a pretty amazing year and a half for me in many ways. But if anyone's seen me in person, I'm a big guy, but I had a protruding stomach. My stomach stuck out a good bit, and it wasn't just a fat gut. It was more that the upper stomach actually stuck out more than the lower stomach. If it's just a belly's going to hang down and just flop over the belt. And I've been told by a couple of medical professionals that it was a hiatal hernia, and I've had others say this and that. And I was doing Niken water and all the Niken stuff. But with this shake, it's actually reducing the protruding stomach that I've had for the last so many years. As soon as I got my first jar of it, in the first month, I'm not going to use the word lose, because you're so quick to correct people when they talk about losing weight. You've taught us well, Vance. You taught us well. I got in the first month I got rid of 17 pounds from that shake.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, and wow. But not only that, it's like, again, when they had good ingredients, but they weren't to the level of certified organic, and then Niken, again, that's what we can trust and love so much about Niken. In this day and age, it seems like things like character and integrity and ethics and morals are just diminishing as time goes on, but we can absolutely trust that Niken has all of those qualities, and they're going to continue. And over the years, I've seen if there's a way to make it better, Niken will make it better, and sometimes even charge less for the better quality product, where other companies can jack the price up and justify it by saying, well, we made it better, so we're going to raise the price 20%. Niken has done that with a number of products over the years where they've gone and made it better and dropped the price. Now, I mean, you can't get a better example of ethics and morals and integrity than that.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing. I love the way that Brody Craney addresses it when he says, hey, folks, ask for a better price. It's not, I learned this term that I never knew, scam away. Is there a way to scam away to a better price? Well, you don't have to scam away. Okay, that's a term that a friend of mine that I spent 2 months in Venezuela back in 1991, we got to have dinner with him and his wife. And I said, I never knew that term. He said, yeah, that's what a good negotiator will do, is they'll scam away. We don't have to scam away. We just simply have to say, hey, well, Nikon's got this auto ship option. That will reduce the price. And that's a great option that we have. And we can mix and match. We can change it. Amazon hasn't even caught on, I don't think. Maybe they have. Some of these other great companies, they're introducing it because they know. It's like our electricity or our cell phone bill. It's an auto ship. The product is the service is automatically shipped every month. And most of us have it set up so it's just automatically deducted from our bank account. So we have that option as well. That brings the price down. And when you look at dollars to dollars, that's where Brody Craney said, you know, ask for a better price. And he did a comparison years ago when the price was actually higher. And he compared, if you take all the ingredients that are in just the KVB, that's all we're focusing on, folks, just the ingredients that are in that, to try and find them in an organic source. Because to be certified USDA, Oregon, and is it pronounced TITH or TITH, TILD, whatever it is, I should know that since it's named after my great state. To be certified that, it really has to be the real deal. And so you're getting a higher quality ingredient for the price. I don't want to get tied up on that because it sends a bad connotation that it's overpriced. It really isn't. It comes out to about $2 a meal. And traveling, I did the numbers this morning. I was thinking, what would that cost per individual? You know, $2 a meal. Well, that's basically $60 a month for one meal. So for an individual, if you used it three meals a day, which I do not, nobody will recommend that. Don't even think about it. You could do it for two. You'd have such an extreme calorie reduction, it could be catastrophic in a good way. David, you right. mentioned you what was the word you used? Not shed, donated, but you gave up.
Got rid of.
Okay, and it really is. I want to address the thing from your background, the concept that I'm still fascinated. I met a wonderful young woman that. I learned this phrase. I'm literally on information overload. I learned this concept from this young lady's father who taught Stacy and I this. I was already swooned with this gentleman because his wealth of knowledge was just well beyond his years. Just turned 74. And he said, you know, people come into our lives for there's three types of, you know, categories. They come in for a reason. They come in for a season, or they come in for a lifetime. And I know some of the people that Stacy and I got to experience and meet during this week-long, what I jokingly said was a COVID cruise. We did not get on a boat. Some people are still, I'm getting emails and texts from people saying, you did what? You got on a ship for your No, I may be a risk taker, but I'm not. Stupid. Okay. But when you go to do a workout, because that's one of the key things, when we're carrying extra weight, and right now, the United States statistics, I looked them up just so that I could see what the current rates are. The current statistics for obesity, it's very, very staggering for Americans. We are knocking at the door of a solid 40%, 39.6% of Americans are obese. That's where we're at. These are not my numbers, folks. Just Google it if you don't believe me. And some will say that's much less. I'm not even going to share the childhood obesity stats because that brought a tear to my eye. okay? And this is just one solution that Nikan has. But what I find out, what I find completely fascinating is when I meet people that subscribe to a gym membership, I don't. I'm very active. We live on 5 acres. Stacy and I were discussing this on the flight home that, and as we walked from one end of the San Jose airport to the other, just to get some walking, because we'd been sitting on the plane for like three and a half hours. David, when somebody comes to a gym to do a workout or to go for a walk or go for a bike ride or even do something, yoga or something that involves movement in their home, and that's a big thing right now. It's huge with Zoom and Skyping, and or you mentioned the old Jane Fonda workout, you know, videos, the VHS. You can still do that. You can go on YouTube. There's literally thousands of them. How important is it, if we're carrying extra weight, to hydrate? And there's a slant here, because you and I both got to hear Peggy. I just forgot her last name.
Goodman.
Goodman. Thank you. Peggy Goodman. I can see her beautiful face, but I can't remember. Just slipped there. Peggy Goodman showed us why water is not water, why PIMAG water from Nikan, the research and development company, how it absorbs into the cellular structure. How important is it for us to be hydrated before we start anything that involves movement? And I'm yelling with my hands right now, which if Addie were sitting next to me, she'd be mocking me, because that's what 10-year-olds do. But I got this huge, huge glass of water next to me. How important is it to hydrate before we start any form of exercise or just movement?
It's absolutely critical. There's a reason that I tell people it's not a coincidence that the human body and the surface of the earth are both 70% water. God did that for a reason. Maybe he's trying to teach us that we need to pay more attention to water than we already do. For many reasons, when you're exercising, you're increasing circulation. You're getting blood moving. Blood is 90% water. And if you're not hydrated, okay, and I used to do this with in-home presentations. I took a little plate, and I passed it around the table or around the room, and all that was on that plate was a slice of banana and a banana chip. And I said, okay, which one of those do you want, would you rather the tissue in your body look like? And every one of them said the slice of banana, because it was full, it was healthier, you know. And the only difference between a slice of banana and a banana chip is one has water and one doesn't. So if you're not hydrated, your blood's going to be thicker than it should be. So your heart's going to have to work harder to move that blood. Most people that exercise, you've heard me use this term before, but male or female, we all have parts of our bodies that we'd like to improve or that we're not really happy with. And usually it's the parts that jiggle, and we don't like that those parts jiggle. So basically, when someone's motivated and making the commitment to exercise, they're basically trying to, I created the term de-jiggle. They're trying to de-jiggle the body and jiggle is body fat. And your body burns fat inside your muscle tissue. When you hear the word metabolism, they're talking about your muscle tissue. It's just like how the engine of your car burns oil and burns gas. Well, your body, your muscle tissue, your body runs on water and blood, just like oil and gas. And so muscle tissue is 75% water. So if you're not hydrated, and since your body burns fat in the muscle tissue, if you're not hydrated properly, your body's not going to be a very efficient fat burner.
And, you know, the thing about that, David, is what I've discovered is as a professional roof dancer, the family business, yes, I returned to it by choice because I wanted to. I couldn't ignore the fact that this is in our family DNA. I tell people our family's kind of new at it. Our grandfather started started Columbia Sheet Metal back in the 50s. So if you'll be patient with us, we think we can provide the service. And I segue right into Nikan all the time. That, you know, it may be new to some. We're way older than Amazon. And that, you know, you drop that name and people go, oh, yeah, I either hate it or love it. But my point is, what I discovered is that when I'm hydrated, my brain actually functions. When I'm not hydrated, it doesn't. And if we'll start the day getting that, you know, water, as you said, 70%. And I there's a and nothing against those your colleagues in that industry of being personal trainers, but you're the only one who has ever taught me that, hey, before you do something, before you do a workout, before you blast into something, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. But it's got to be water that actually absorbs into. This is a conversation I had with my father-in-law the other day. We got to spend time with them. They just happened to be en route, so we stopped, took 4 hours, had lunch with them. Oh my goodness, I will never eat that type of food again. Oh my goodness. Stacy said to me after, she said, you really didn't like it. I said, I didn't. She said, well, that's okay, because next time we go through that little town, we say, you know, we already ate there. Can we try something else in a nice way? Anyways, I won't get stuck on that one.
No.
Because some Texans would get offended. The key with hydration, though, David, I really want to make this point home. It's we can do so much more. Even before you sit down to eat a big meal, you mentioned, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Average Thanksgiving meal for Americans, 3,500 calories. 3,500 calories. And everything that you read on every label is geared for a 2,000 caloric intake per day. And we eat 3,500 calories just for that one meal on average. What I've discovered for any big meal, if you're afraid you're going to eat too much, go grab a glass of water. And it's amazing. Do not, don't follow the American example and drink water while you eat. Follow the rest of the world. Yeah, thank you. I can hear Hattie Jane's voice. Yeah, Hattie Jane, make a comment here, and then if you would, because I know David's got several more points, and if you can hit star six, and but
Okay.
go ahead.
Vance, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, this is Verl. I'm sorry. I
Yeah,
thought it
this
was
is
Hattie
Pearl.
Jane.
And we've got Culligan here. And what it is sodium hydroxide and lye that you're drinking. Yep. So it's
And
better.
Verl, you jumped in here, so I'm going to put you on the spot. When you converted over from drinking milk in dairy country of Wisconsin to Neken water, give me the short version answer. What was the end result? How much weight? Because I've seen the before and after pictures for you. How much did that convert into poundage?
Yeah, I don't know. I still drink a lot of milk, you know, too. But my son sold all the cows. But you know, he's laying chicken eggs. But yeah, no, I'm really thin, you know. So
Yeah, so
I.
you don't have a number, you don't have a weight number to go with that. Just you were big, now you're thin.
Yeah, I suppose I lost, I don't know, 25, 30 pounds.
Yeah, I'd venture to say you dropped, you shed, you donated more than 25 or 30 pounds. Just Earl, just and I'm not a weight guessing guy, but I can honestly say that you did a lot more than, and just from making that switch. So, Viral, if you will permit me, I want to go back. I'm watching the clock here because I know we've got a lot of actually. I want to go right back to David to try and tie a bow on this because we covered the nutritional aspect. We covered water. I know David statistically that we burn off more calories while we're sleeping than when we do just lethargically watching TV, for example, or sitting doing what I call the thumb exercises on our phone, or even playing a video game, unless it's like on a Wii or an Xbox and we're doing like Just Dance. Now that's an aerobic exercise right there. But how imperative is getting that 6 to 8 hours sleep per night, David?
It's absolutely critical, and the activity that you mentioned that our body goes through in sleep, it's even more active if we're on NICEN sleep technology, because there are certain hormones that your body produces while you're in that deep sleep, and if you don't get good quality sleep and get into those deep, the five stages and go into your five stages, your cycles. Dr. Jackson has a really good video of it explaining, you know, physiologically what all is happening in those sleep cycles when he talks about what NICEN did for his wife, Annette. But if you don't get good quality sleep, well, number one, with this pandemic we're going through, one night of poor sleep or no sleep can affect your immune system by 60%. That's huge. But the other thing is, if you don't get quality sleep, so many people, and this is where we have our work cut out for us as NICEN consultants, we need to educate people, because so many people don't relate sleep to how you're eating. But if you don't get good quality sleep, the next day you're going to crave all the wrong kind of carbohydrates, the kind that pack on the pounds. But if you do get quality sleep, your body will produce the correct hormone, I believe it's called ghrelin, the correct hormone that's actually going to prevent you from craving the wrong kind of carbohydrates.
David, there's another question I have on sleep, and I think, Viral, your line is adding an extra buzz. I don't know if anybody else can hear it, but I can hear it, and I know it'll come through the recording. Viral, can you hit star 6 again for me? Just star 6 or mute. That would be great. Thanks. Star 6 or just mute on your phone, that'd be great. Thank you. David, you mentioned the REM stage. And a REM stage is a 90-minute sleep cycle. And once you get into that, and I don't get to sleep as much, and I even did this with Addie the other morning a couple of weeks ago, because she came in our bedroom early, and I motioned for her to shush, because something in her Ethiopian blood, I don't know what it is, but one of my pithy sayings I say to her all the time, you know, it's the right thing to do to let people sleep. Let mommy sleep. And I'm almost like doing calisthenics on the bed to get her just to not talk. I mean, it's like 5:30 in the morning. And so I motioned to her to look at mommy's eyes. And they were doing that rapid eye movement thing. I mean, they were just going berserko crazy. And so when I got her out of the room, I sat her down and I said, that's what they call REM stage. And we need, our physical bodies need, as you said, five of them. Well, do the math. That's 7.5 hours of sleep, right? Did I do that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Six to eight. And right now, as great as the country of Japan is, they're leading the way in the wrong direction, according to the statistics that Dr. Gary Lindner, you referenced him earlier, that he presented at this last conference in Utah 6 months ago, that they're leading the way in the wrong direction, because they're trying to be that industrialized nation to always be one step ahead. They've done an amazing job with the automobile industry. They've done an beyond over the top with high tech, with cell phones, with TVs, with screens and all that stuff. And they're still striving. And he shared that they took it a step further in the lack of sleep they're getting. They're under 6 hours on average for the whole entire country. They're under 6 hours. That means some are getting maybe a little more, but some are getting way less than that. He said, and he went on to say that they're trying to come up with a new term to describe the syndrome that takes place when you, during lunch, you fall asleep and your head falls into your plate of food. And I did that. That was my response. I thought, oh my goodness, that's terrible. Because late at night, my family makes fun of me when I'll go get a snack if we're watching a movie. And I literally have fallen asleep putting the popcorn or the peanuts or whatever it is I'm snacking on into my mouth. And they take videos of me, David. My family takes videos of me. And I thought, It's the end of the day. I usually start after my 6 hours of sleep at 5 a.m., and then sometimes it'll be earlier because we had a fire call. But that REM stage is huge. One thing we haven't addressed, and I want to really hit on that too, the grounding aspect. And one of the people that we got to have, we had to bring lunch to him because he's a movie producer. This is Stacy's last boss. He's also the gentleman that married us. And we were talking, he splits his time between Oklahoma and California. And his wife has been going through a long battle of cancer, and he said she absolutely loves being out in California because she goes for long walks on the beach. And I said, because she's grounding? And oh my goodness, you would have, it was like a 1,000-watt light bulb went off in his brain. He said, oh yeah. How is grounding important? I know there's certain buzzwords we're not supposed to use. We've been asked not to use them because they are a medical condition. But when we take this stuff in, processed food, how much easier is it for our body, in your opinion, based on what you've seen with like the Kinko ground, to get stuff out?
It's huge. Well, like you said, we're not supposed to mention medical conditions, and I don't know that it's a medical condition more as much as maybe a symptom. But if you watch the movie The Grounded, which you have encouraged a lot of people to do, Vance, and even to schedule movie nights, but in there they talk about what great anti-inflammatory benefits it has. But it's a great addition to what Nican already is offering us, because since Nican is all about balance, and when you get balance in the body's going to work the most efficiently that it can. The medical field even has a term for it. It's what they call homeostasis, but yet they don't, but you don't see medical professionals teaching you how to get it. They just have a fancy word for it, because it wasn't taught in medical school. But along with that concept of balance, when the body, as far as not getting into too much physiology, but one of the biggest things happening as our body gets out of balance that produces the different symptoms that lead to whatever condition the doctors say you have, part of that imbalance is your body losing electrons. Our body is full of, we learned way back in health class at whatever grade, our body is full of protons and electrons, positive, negative, and we are meant to be in that balance. But when over time, as we encounter negative energy and toxicity and our environment around us, our body loses electrons, and that grounding pad is full of what's called free electrons, and it's putting those electrons back in our body so our body can get back in balance.
And I don't want to miss this point. You mentioned the movie The Grounded. Another one that's newer, not even a year old, is called The Earthing Movie. And all these can be found on YouTube. That's the beauty of things. So if you just type in the key things, but The Earthing Movie, if you don't have an hour, take 12 minutes and watch the elongated trailer. I mean, Mariel Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway's niece. I think that's the right relation. It's got some amazing cast, and they do a beautiful job of explaining it. And the Native Americans are just such a pivotal example of why we should not, why we at least. And I tell you that the most beautiful thing for me, let's see, I'm counting in my head, 8 different beds we slept in. Well, not 8 different beds, but 8 different nights away from home, not being on our Nican sleep system. And when I'd wake up and a little bit stiff, a little bit sore, immediately just go over and put my bare naked feet. I wanted to go outside, David, but deep in the heart of Texas, their grass, they have these things called fire ants.
Yeah.
And every time I'd see a bare patch of soil, I thought, oh, I can go stand there. And then when I got closer, ooh, the whole mound of soil is moving. Maybe I shouldn't stand there. That would be bad. And then they also have rattlesnakes, our dear friends that live out in the middle of Oklahoma. I mean, it was just, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to go stand near that little hole, even though it's got some bare soil, because I know what could come out of that little hole, and I don't like getting bit. I mean, I like my legs. I don't want, a set of fangs on them. But no, seriously, folks, the Kinko ground, and most people know that. Yeah, Vance, why are you rehearsing all this? Why are you going over all these things? Well, because Suzanne Steele, she did it the best. Good news. Grounding, nutrients, energy, water, and sleep. There's the acronym of the day. And she taught me that months ago, and I thought, it really makes sense. Good news. Grounding, nutrients, energy, water, and sleep. We left out air, but it all gets put in there. Those are five categories that really can not only help, but I think can accelerate the body's metabolism to get ridding to eliminating all this. I tell you, it's been a lot to comprehend. But David, in your opinion, and I'm going to let you have the last word here. 17 pounds is ginormous in a very short amount of time. Just changing that one thing, and we've had it now for a couple months. It's so simple. What would you say to somebody who's number one, let's say they've never heard of Neken or they're evaluating this. There's no such thing as one product to start with, because we will go for the, take the Elaine Connolly approach and just order the whole catalog, which would be great. But not all of us can do that. But if we had to start with something, would it be the KVB?
That's an excellent place to start, because we hear so many times, we hear so often from the nutrition experts that the first meal of the day, even if you're not a breakfast eater, if your first meal of the day is at 1 in the afternoon or at 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning, your first meal of the day is critical. And I cannot think of a healthier first meal of the day than that KVB shake.
And I was hoping you were going to say that at the end. It's almost like I paid you, and I didn't, to say that, because I'm looking at the Wheaties, Bruce Jenner from the mid-70s, Decathlon, the Olympic winner, Breakfast of Champions. And I'm not even going to tell you how I'm looking at the box. It's sitting here in our garage up on the shelf. It has so little protein. It's great if you want a lot of empty carbohydrates to go out and run, I guess, but the downside is it's not great. And the KVB is just one simple solution, and it's easy. I feel like it's cheating and not having. I'm so looking forward to going into the house because I haven't had mine yet, and I'm so looking forward. There are so many different ways. I want to make this appeal to anybody who wants it. I've been playing around with it. I'm still working on the title of it. I've had many people say, Vance, you just need to put that in writing because those are great concepts. I've pulled a lot of what I've learned from David, that what I've learned from amazing people like Lori Jones, Andy Kemmy, and Vicki Walters. All three of those names. They have shed, donated, dropped over 100 pounds utilizing the Neken solutions. And they're just amazing people with beautiful stories. And it's not just about the weight, it's about taking control of our lives. And but if you want this writing that I'm still working on the title. I call it the Jesus diet. Just as a shock and awe, take the Storm and Norman approach. If we can do the shock and awe, so I don't, for lack of a better term, and it's because he modeled it, and he's the oldest person that I've found that modeled eating a easily digestible protein breakfast, and it was the last breakfast that he had while he was here on Earth. But if you want that, pop me an email, email only, because that's the only way that I know how to get it to you. Because it's too big of a file to send via text. VSRogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers, ROGERS, dave.jones995@gmail.com. And I will ask Steve Crowfoot to see if he can post it somewhere on SaturdayAMLive.com, which is where this conversation will be archived in the 2020 recordings. I looked up and I saw Andy Kemmy's conversation, his journey. It's already there. Go back in the 2000, actually it's in the 2020 recordings as well, my conversation with Vicki Walters. And then go a little further back into 2019 recordings, and you'll see my conversation with Lori Jones. And what David has shared, and David knows all three of these people as well, what David has shared and what we've been, you know, conversating about, I don't think that's a word, sorry, what our conversation has been about is what all three of these individuals, so if you're looking for to get control of your life and even drop a few pounds, get rid of them, shed, or if it's a lot, or if you know somebody, I truly wish, and this is coming from the bottom of my heart, I wish Nikin would have had KVB 11 years ago. Because I know I could have at least extended my mother-in-law's life. What an amazing woman. What an amazing woman. So anyway, David, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. This was fun. Hopefully it was fun for you.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on. And I echo what you just said. My mother passed away in October of 2002. And she was diabetic and was on kidney dialysis for 3 years. And then, I mean, any diagnosis of one cancer is bad enough. She had both of the blood cancers. She had lymphoma and leukemia. And because she was 70 years old and because of what the dialysis was doing to her body, as nasty as chemo and radiation are, they are the solutions that most people turn to knock out the cancer. But neither one of those were options for my mother, because the doctor said that her body couldn't tolerate chemo or radiation because of going through dialysis. And I wish KVB would have been around back then. I believe that I could have possibly done some really awesome things for my mom.
Yes, and I'll absolutely. And I'll finish with something that I learned from, they're not the one that quoted it, but... they quoted it often, but I know that she may not have penned it, but my friend Ellen Franklin taught me that we either pay for it now or we pay for it later. And what she was conveying was we either take ownership of our bodies now or we pay dearly for it later. And David, it sounds like your mom and my mother-in-law, some early on, just a lack of knowledge. So hopefully this can help people. So thank you again, David. Thank you, Viral, for being our guest. Not interruption, but just guest addition. And look forward to talking to everybody next week. I've got Chris Bruce will be with us next week, and he's got an amazing story that I call the French fry story, which French fries are not necessarily good, but wait till you hear this. And then 2 weeks from today, Darla Brannon. And you may not have heard of that name, but you're going to hear a lot from her in the years to come. Amazing Nikin story as well. But that's who's on tap for the next 2 weeks. And as I said, SaturdayAMLive.com. Look in the 2020 recordings for the... And I didn't even mention that last week. So if you want to learn really good rhetoric, Elaine Connolly, registered nurse, and then Karen Willens, my business buddy for life, my accountability, the one that kind of keeps me on track. The amazing conversation. I only caught portions of it because I was in and out of a breakfast meeting. But that'll get posted there as well. So thank you again, David. Have a great weekend, everybody.